Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the Pura Vankara Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital Market Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Savita Singh from Dolat Capital Market Private Limited for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Savita.
Thank you, Ryan. Good morning, everyone. I, Savita Singh, on behalf of Dolat Capital, welcome you all for the Q4 earnings conference call of Pura Vankara Limited. I would like to welcome the management of Pura Vankara Limited and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Ashish Purvankara, Managing Director, Mallana Sarsalu, CEO of South, Mr. Rajat Rastogi, CEO, West and Commercial Assets, and Mr. Neeraj Gautam, CFO for the company. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Neeraj Gautam for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Savita. Thank you, Ryan. Good morning, everyone. I'm Neeraj Gautam, and I welcome you all to Pura Vankara Limited's earnings conference call to discuss the performance for the fourth quarter and year ended FY 2026. The financial results, investor presentation, and press release have been filed with the stock exchanges and are available on the company website as well. I would also like to thank Dolat Capital for hosting today's call. I will begin with a brief overview of the macroeconomic and sector environment, followed by the company's operational and financial performance for the quarter and year ended FY 2026. India's economy remained resilient during FY 2025-2026, with a real GDP growth estimated at 7.6%, reinforcing its position among the fastest-growing major economies globally. Growth was supported by a strong domestic demand, a stable policy environment, and continued investment activity. Looking ahead, the RBI has projected a GDP growth of 6.9% for FY 2026-2027 compared to 7.6% in FY 2025-2026, indicating a moderation from the current year's high base. This expected easing is largely due to global factors, including geopolitical transition in West Asia, which may lead to higher energy price, supply chain disruption, and increased logistics costs. Despite these external challenges, a strong domestic demand continues to support the overall growth outlook. On the residential real estate front, the market entered a phase of consolidation after a sustained period of strong growth during Q4 FY 2026. Housing sales across the top eight cities stood at approximately 84,800 units. Buyer preference continued to shift towards premium and high-value housing, with homes priced above 10 million accounting for nearly 53% of overall residential sales, reflecting a sustained demand for larger and lifestyle-oriented developments. On the commercial real estate side, India's office market maintained a strong momentum, recorded its highest-ever quarterly leasing during Q4 FY 2026, with gross leasing activity reaching approximately 29.9 million sq ft, representing a 6% year-on-year growth. Demand remained broad-based across key markets and continued to led by the global capability centers, which accounted for nearly 48% of total leasing activity during the quarter. The continued preference for high-quality Grade A office assets, coupled with limited new supply, supported healthy occupancy levels and a stable rental growth across major office markets. Overall, the outlook for the real estate sector remains positive, supported by strong macroeconomic fundamentals, improving infrastructure, favorable demographics, and continued institutional participation. Moving to other operational performance for the quarter and the financial year ended FY 2026. FY 2026 has been a landmark year for the company. We have delivered our highest-ever quarterly and annual sales performance, supported by a strong launch momentum, healthy customer demand, and improved realization across key markets. During Q4 FY 2026, our pre-sale stood at INR 3,547 crores, registering a strong growth of 190% year-on-year and 151% sequentially. The performance was driven by successful new launches and sustained traction across our existing portfolio. For the full year FY 2026, pre-sale reached to an all-time high of 7,407 crores, reflecting a robust year-on-year growth of 55%. Customer collection during Q4 FY 2026 stood at INR 1,213 crores, up 36% year-on-year, while FY26 collection reached to a record INR 4,258 crores, reflecting a growth of 15% year-on-year. This growth was supported by a steady construction progress, healthy conversion of sales into cash flows. Sales volume during Q4 FY26 stood at 3.01 million square feet compared to 1.42 million square feet in Q4 FY25, reflecting a strong demand momentum during the quarter. Average realization also improved significantly by 37% year-on-year to INR 11,787 per square feet, driven by better pricing and improved product mix across markets. For the full year FY26, total sales volume stood at 7.25 million square feet, which average realization increased by 21% year-on-year to 10,213 per rupees per square feet, highlighting a sustained demand for premium and higher value offering across the portfolio. On the execution front, we handed over 1,301 homes aggregating to 1.67 million square feet during Q4 FY26. This took our cumulative handovers for FY26 to 3,747 homes aggregating 4.25 million square feet, demonstrating our continued focus on timely delivery, execution excellence and customer satisfaction. Coming to financial performance for the quarter and year, total income grew to INR 1,541 crores in Q4 FY26 compared to INR 564 crores in the same period last year, reflecting a strong year-on-year growth of 173% driven by higher handovers during the quarter. For FY26, total income stood at 3,846 crores compared to 2,093 crores last year, reflecting 84% year-on-year increase. On the profitability front, we reported an EBITDA margin of 22% in Q4 FY26, and reflecting a significant improvement in operational efficiency, better cost control and operating leverage. As a result of reported profit after tax of 111 crores for the quarter compared to a loss of 88 crores in similar quarter previous financial year. Coming to our debt, our net debt stood at INR 2,321 crores as on 31st March 2026, with a net debt equity ratio of 1.31 times. During the quarter, the net debt declined by INR 160 crores. Our cash and bank balance as on 31st March 2026 stood at INR 1,695 crores, indicating a strong liquidity profile and ensuring operational stability. Additionally, the cost of debt also declined further to 11.05%. Now moving to the launches and business development. During the financial year, we have launched three new projects, Purva Silver Sky, Purva Northern Lights and Purva Estrella, and seven new phases of existing projects with a total developable area of 6.39 million square feet, of which approximately 3.39 million square feet came from new projects. On the business development front, FY26 was a strong year for us. We added six new projects across key markets, including Mumbai and Bangalore. During the year, we added approximately over 12 million square feet of potential developable area with estimated gross development value of around 15,200 crores, significantly strengthening our long-term growth pipeline. In Mumbai, we secured two redevelopment opportunities at Chembur and Malabar Hills. The Chembur project involves eight residential societies spread across nearly 4 acres, unlocking over 1.2 million square feet of developable area with an estimated GDV of around 2,100 crores. The Malabar Hills project spans 1.43 acres and offers approximately 0.7 million square feet of developable potential with an estimated GDV of around 2,700 crores. In Bangalore, we continue to strengthen our presence across key micro markets through multiple business development additions during the year. We recently added a joint development project in Hanur Road with a sellable area of approximately 0.84 million square feet with an estimated GDV of over 1,300 crores. We also added a joint development project in Balgere in East Bangalore with a development potential of around 0.85 million square feet for an estimated GDV of over 1,000 crores. During the, along with 53.5 acres land parcel in Tatti Valley having a development potential of approximately 6.4 million square feet, an estimated GDV of around 4,800 crores. Earlier during the year, we had entered into a joint development agreement with KBL Property Holdings LLP in the northern Bangalore near the airport with a developable potential of approximately 3.48 million square feet and an estimated GDV of INR 3,300 crores. We subsequently launched Purva Northern Lights during Q4, highlighting our strong execution capabilities and ability to quickly operationalize and monetize acquired business development opportunities. Coming to the outlook for the next financial year, going forward, we remain positive on the momentum to long-term outlook for the residential real estate sector, supported by strong macroeconomic fundamentals, improving infrastructure and sustained end-user demand, particularly in premium and well-located developments, while global uncertainties may continue to impact sentiment underlying demand across key markets remain healthy. For FY26-27, we would like to provide a guidance for both sales performance and debt reduction. We are targeting a pre-sales value of approximately 11,200 crores for FY26-27. Of the total projected numbers, around 48% is expected to be driven by sustenance sales, with the remaining 52% is anticipated to come from new project launches. On the balance sheet front, we are targeting a debt reduction of approximately 750 crores for FY26-27, excluding any incremental borrowing undertaken for strategic business development opportunities. Thank you for your patience. With this, we can open for the call for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Deepak Barswani from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Congratulations for a very good set of operating metrics. Strong guidance. Just wanted to check it out a couple of things. Firstly, if I were to look into the slide number 18 for the planned project pipeline, if you can give the broader sense in terms of the key project like Bandra, how we are placed in terms of the launch pipeline, and what would be the GDV of these projects as a whole which we are looking out to launch in the next year?
Hi, good morning everyone. My name is Rajat. The Bandra launch, as of now, the vacation notice is underway. Members are leaving. By end of June, we hope that the members will vacate, post which we will demolish and start working on our launching timeline. So I think we're looking at around the share of the Diwali as a launch period for us to launch. The second part of the question was on the GDV. The GDV of the asset right now is around 2700 crores for a sale. Portion.
And for the entire launch pipeline of 14.85 million square feet, inventory as a whole, would it be fair to say this would be somewhere close to 20,000 odd crore kind of inventory?
22,547 crore to be precise.
Okay. And see, I mean, historically, if I were to look from the launch pipeline point of view, there has been some slippages in terms of the launching the project. Given I do understand there has been some delay in the approval. Looking at the current progress of the launch pipeline, how confident are we would be launching these projects on time, or how should we look into this pipeline from the next year perspective?
Yeah, you're right, and maybe the previous year that we had some launches that which did not go through, and that's all the more reason why that we are confident that it will go through, because whatever reason that, you know, whether the e-khata or some of the changing parameters in the planning authority and also creation of the Greater Bangalore Authority, then the 4 or 5 divisions, which really took the toll. And if you look at across Bangalore, even all the entire sector in Bangalore is having difficulty in launching the projects. So given that situation, that now it's all matured and they're all in the last steps. Also, now the question here is how to space them in such a way that the entire team and the resources and everything are deployed for successful launches of the project. We're reasonably confident, or I should say that most of the projects have to go through the most of the projects will go through to the launch launch.
Okay. And just on the second part of the business, just wanted to check it out on the cash flow point of view. See, I mean, we had a very strong sales momentum this time, especially in Q4, and if I were to look year as a whole. But just wanted to get the sense, if I'm looking into the sales collection number, on the year-on-year basis, it's just a 15%, and on the quarter-on-quarter, relatively not seen significant growth. Especially if I were to look on the western side region collection, which we have given in the presentation, that seems to be more on a flattish since last 3 quarters. So if you can give a broader sense in terms of the collection, how should we see from the next year perspective?
Sure, and Deepak. What happened is if you look at our quarter-on-quarter sales, the more than 3,000 crore sales has come in Q4. And this comes from largely because of the two big launches which we done in the quarter, which is Northern Lights in Bangalore and Purva Stella in Mumbai. Because these launches happen in the last quarter, and hence collection will spill into the next financial year. So that means the sales has been committed, receivable has been committed, all we have to convert this into the billing and collection, etc. Hence, all the collection for all these sales, the sales which pre-sales has been done during the entire financial about 7,000 more than 7,000 crore, the collection will follow in the next financial year. And also, we have given a guidance for 11,200 crore of sales for the next financial year. The collection from that sales also will come. And hence, the outlook is absolutely positive, and there is a sustained growth in collection which we are expecting for next financial year.
Can you please quantify the collection for the next year point of view? How should we see that as a number?
We have given a guidance for sales and the debt reduction. The collection we have not given, but however, I'll give you an estimate offline. We connect and I'll give you an estimate what kind of collection we are looking at.
It will be reasonable to expect that it is not going to be flattish, and it is going to be, in double digits. You will see that, it's becoming better than what it is right now. It's reasonable to estimate, and we may not have the perfect number to say that. But nevertheless, then from the sales that whatever the projections that we have done, or also the sales that has happened in the previous year, if 7,400 crore rupees of sales have happened, it's reasonable to expect that with those big launches in the first year that we collect almost 45 to 50% of the whatever the sales that might have happened, so which should really augur well with our collections.
Okay. And just finally, on the operating surplus after interest and tax and interest, if I were to look into this year we have done actually 270 crore versus 292 crore last year. On the collection part, we already had a discussion. Just wanted to check it out. Another component which has seen significant increase is interest expenses, which has increased to 600 crore. Now, if you can give a sense, highlight that next year. Yeah, that will reduce next year.
One thing you have to look at is that a business, if I look at business as on a going concern basis, that means the kind of inflow I am doing in the business, kind of outflow I am doing in the business, whether overall basis I am generating the surplus after meeting all my expenses or not. So if you look at not only the last two financial year, for last five financial year, we have been generating continuously operating surplus. Now, why it is, this kind of number. But operating surplus is also a function of a kind of outflow I am doing. Today, as we have given it, kind of launch pipeline. So today, the collections from which collection we are making, not only I am investing that money on completing the construction of existing projects, we are also investing this money for making the other projects ready for launches. And hence, the money was getting deployed on the business development only. After this, all the business development expenses, after the meeting, the launch expenses and construction also, and all also paying all my interest, we are generating surplus. That is how we should look at the cash flow. That is how we are looking at it. Interest, yes, interest is a little bit has gone up because of the incremental debt which we have taken. Though these debts we have not taken for the business operation, these debts we have taken for the business development. Yet we are servicing and paying off this debt interest out of the ongoing inflows, and yet I am generating surplus. That is how you have to look at it.
So, if I were to look, even if at the gross debt level, which is somewhere close to 3,900 or 4,000, and if I were to look into the annual interest cost of 600 plus crore, that seems to be at a 15% kind of interest cost, right? I mean, how should we see this number on the absolute basis
so
next
it
year?
You have to connect offline for this. What happens is it cannot be debt. Debt is taken over a period of time. I mean, not that, you know, it can be overall and you calculate interest like this. Some of the processing fee also have to pay. Some amortization has to happen. I can give you the, you connect a bit offline. I can give you the detailed working of how interest has been arrived at.
Okay. Finally, if you can just give the update on the commercial property portfolio. I think we have received the OC for Zentech this time. And how should we see commercial portfolio shaping up over a period of time? And finally, on the possession point of view or delivery point of view, how should we see FY27 as a whole? If you can throw light on these two aspects, that would be really helpful.
Yeah. So, Deepak, on the commercial business, we received OC for AeroCity. The leasing process for the asset is underway. We're getting very, very good inquiries right now. And we are pretty hopeful that in the quarter one will start leasing in AeroCity. With regards to Zentech, we're expecting the OC to come anytime this month. And right now, I think last year was a good year for Zentech. In fact, this year also we've started leasing in Zentech, so that asset is also picking up really well. Overall, last year we did almost 2.6 lakh square feet of sales and leasing in our commercial assets, and that number I think is going to substantially increase in this financial year.
Okay. And what were the delivery guidelines for the next year for FY27?
I think our two under construction assets have both been delivered, so I think we have a total of close to around a 2 million odd square feet of assets which is delivered now. The other assets which are in the other stages of construction and planning, they want to take some time for delivery.
And delivery guideline for the residential business as a whole for FY27, how should we look into it?
Deepak, I will come, we can give you the number offline.
Sure, no problem. Yeah, wish you all the best and congratulations.
Thank you.
Strong operating performance. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Rupin Matthew, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible. Please go ahead.
I just have a few questions. So, where was the incremental debt used for?
Incremental debt has used for the business development. If you look at, we have also mentioned about what kind of business development we have done in next 12 months. And if you go to our slide, business development. We will go to slide number 32. We have given us detail about 666 projects which have added of 15,200 crore of GDP. And that is where the incremental debt has been utilized. Partly the money would have also gone for the working capital for funding the launch expenses, etc. But substantial amount of incremental borrowing has used only and only for business development purpose.
Oh, okay. And one more question was, how much does the Lokhandwala project contribute for this quarter in pre-sales?
So Lokhandwala has done slightly more than 800 odd crores of sales in quarter four.
Okay, thank you. That was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Chintan Mehta from Punashkya Family Office. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, and congratulations on that. Sir, I have a query regarding on plan 85 on cash flow potential. Total estimated surplus cash flow is 19,290 crore. To arrive at that number, what kind of GDVs we have included? And after this 19,000 crore of cash surplus, what kind of land we will remain with?
All three are different question in itself. See, if you go to our slide number 25, how we arrive at these surpluses are, we have there is a component of this is about 8,816 crore, which is coming from the surplus from all current ongoing projects. where either we have launched or you are about to launch, if I reduce all my construction and project expenses, what kind of surplus we are estimating to generate. After that, we have a two commercial assets. If we choose to come exit out of those assets, what kind of surplus we are going to generate, which is 2,131 crore. Besides that, we have given a guidance for the new launch pipeline. If those new launches, if I estimate a surplus from those new launches, that will come about another 8,343 crore. And thereby, it adds up all three, the estimated surplus from current ongoing projects, commercial projects, and the launch pipeline, it comes to 19,219 crore. So coming to the what kind of GDV we have taken, the launch pipeline GDV we are told you about 22,000 odd crore. Ongoing project is not coming out of the GDV. The ongoing project is coming from the balance collection from sold or unsold units, which is remain there. And then that is how it can be calculated. I hope I have clarified your questions.
So this surplus is a free cash flow to the, after all the expenses we have, right? So
this cash flow is, we have to meet sales and marketing expenses out of it. We have to pay income tax out of it. And of course, what are our debts sitting in our balance sheet? That debt needs to be paid out of this collection surplus.
Understand, sir. And after this, how much land bank approximately we will be left with?
Land bank seat is our current land asset is about 56.48 million square feet. Out of that, we have given a guidance of about 21 million square feet right now. So 56 minus 21 is about 35 million square feet. Still, land bank will remain with us.
After this 19,000 crore even surplus generating?
Yes. That if you refer to our slide number 15 of our investor presentation, there we have given detail of what kind of a land asset we have, and if I minus it from the launch guidance which we have given, this number will come.
Understand, sir. And sir, last many times I was asking about any diversification apart from residential project, and we were some on initiation or some finding out. We have on something on card?
Commercial, as already we have commercial business, already two commercial assets has been developed, and new, Rajat has mentioned, Hebbal, we are coming up with a new commercial business. Rest, I think both the CEOs are there, they can give some thoughts about it, that any new vertical we want to explore.
So just to add to what we are doing on commercial, we are also slowly and steadily developing a retail portfolio. Like in Mumbai, in one of our projects in Thane, we have almost a 3 lakh square feet of retail portfolio that we are developing over there. Also, as a business strategy and expansion, we're looking at the growth verticals like data center and warehousing, where we are looking at right opportunities to enter. So from an overall business perspective, I think we are open to opportunities in terms of where we get the requisite benchmark IRR rates, and then we'll explore that. But right now, data center and warehousing and retail are the three areas that we are looking at opportunities.
Understand, sir. But any timeline you want to give, like 2 quarter, 1 year?
So it all depends upon the right opportunity at the right time. So we are open in the market. We're looking at the meeting the respective partners. But right now, I think it's difficult to give any timelines. As I said, it's the right opportunity that we'll enter.
Okay. And, on a Star Wars side, what is the current order book size, and any possibility we can separately start reporting with it?
Right now, Starbuck is not a segment of Purvankar Limited's business. However, the financial statement of Starbuck is currently separately published and uploaded on our website. It's not a listed company, hence I do not need to do the stock exchange, but our website, we publish financial statement of Starbuck. As of now, financial statement of Starbuck is up to FI 2025 is uploaded in a level. FI 26, after this financial result, we will publish the Starbuck financial statement as far as publishing is concerned. Coming to the order book is concerned, Starbuck today have an order book of more than 2,000 crore.
Okay, fantastic. And sir, last question from my side. Any geographical diversification we are looking on the east side, like West Bengal, or we are the emerging real estate, or a possible percentage XIR again we are looking apart from Southern Belt?
So we are looking at NCR as an expansion strategy for our business. I think our teams are there. Again, as I said, we are looking at right opportunities. We are looking primarily at the region of Delhi, Noida, and Gurgaon to focus on right now.
Okay, not a tier two towns or anything like kind of opportunities we are looking at?
Not as part of the strategy right now.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's from my side. Congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Varun Dandwani, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, you are.
Yeah. So what is the update on Malaba project on the approval side, and what is the price per square feet we are looking in this project?
So Malaba project, I think the TA has been completed. I think we are yet to register it, which we are going to do in the by next 45 odd days. Subsequently, we're going to apply for approvals. So I think the approval timeline is between 9 to 12 months. The pricing that we're looking at is around 115,000 to 120,000 rupees. On carpet areas.
Okay, and I have one more question. And also, given the ongoing geopolitical uncertainties, and are you witnessing any change in customer behavior, particularly in delays in booking decisions from end users? And how is the actually company managing the impact of rising construction costs? Do you expect any meaningful effect on project margins or demand going forward?
Yeah, I think it's in two buckets that you asked the question. One is how are the non-resident Indians or the buyers from outside, how they are behaving. Since we had a very successful launch quarter last previous quarter, we didn't find anything that is substantially different from what it is, and in fact we had a good sales from NRI market. So as we go forward, yes, you know, any such situation like a war is not something that is desirable, and it will have the effect on people. But whether it is a positive or negative at this point of time, we couldn't say that, because people, yes, generally people want to invest from outside the country in India when there is distress outside the country. But also one thing that needs to be taken into consideration is the rupee depreciation. The rupee depreciation should encourage people to put more money into India. And coupled with uncertainties. At the same time, we should also be mindful of people maybe having some uncertainties about their earning outside the country because of whatever is happening. So we're cautiously looking at it, and maybe in a couple of months that things will be sorting out, I believe. Let us look at it. As part of the second part of this time, as the construction cost, at this point of time, yes, we are looking at some 6 to 7%. You know, construction costs going up in terms of the, you know, because of the diesel prices which went up recently. But you know, with the kind of margins and other things that are already taken into consideration and the contingencies that are developed, at this point of time we are not unduly concerned about it. But as we go forward again in the next couple of months, we'll have to wait and watch how all these things unfold.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Manik Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning. So I just want to know, like, what is the per square feet we are charging on the Northern Light project, and like, what is the broader margin on such development we can expect, and what is the contribution of this project in this quarter, like pre-sales contribution?
Yeah, Northern Lights, we are at around 10,700 rupees per square feet and above is what is the average price realization is what we say. So that's where we are at this point of time. And usually these kind of projects make in excess of 20 to 21% gross profit margins are there in a project like this. Apart from that, the third question is that I think it contributed for 1,100 crore rupees, 1,100 to 1,200 crore rupees for the quarter as pre-sales number.
Also, okay, and I also want to know, like, can you throw some light on the margins in the redevelopment projects as well as in Purva Polident and the Purva Land project?
So on the redevelopment projects, our strategy has been clear in that we want to take opportunities which are close to around 20% margin, and that's what we're following. Even in the recent launch that we did in Purva Estrella, I think our margins are close to 20% now, slightly upwards of 20%. Neeraj, you want to talk more?
Yeah. So Purva land is, if you're referring to the plotted project, plotted projects margin are 35% plus. All the plotted projects, maybe 40%, 35 to 40%, we earn the gross profit margin in the plotted development projects.
Also, it is not, you know, it's depend on the each project also. So there may be some projects where we go for joint development with a partner, then maybe our margins could be a little bit lower as well. So it is project to project specific, as Neeraj spoke, and it's 30 to 35% on land is possible.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Harsh Pathak from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, and congratulations, Ashish and team, for the strong Q4 performance. And very encouraging to see the growth guidance as well as you know, the outlook on debt reduction. So my first question is on the growth guidance that we have given, and especially now that we are ramping up in Bangalore and Mumbai. So particularly to Bangalore, given this you know, narrative on the demand impact due to AI, so what kind of dynamics are you seeing on ground, and what are the strategies we are adopting to counter that?
I don't see that in the residential development, at least, that we are seeing any kind of a large difference. Yes, if you look at what I call the frenzy a year back, and that might not be there, but it's a very realistic market. Bangalore being where end user market, so it's been, the sales have been steady. So you can also look at from our previous the launch that what we had. We did extremely well, and we sold around 30% of our project, and also that now there are another three projects which are coming up, and we are studying the market, warming up the market, and we've got some encouraging results from there as well. Whether it is AI, and I would actually look at it as a positive thing for any place which is technology centric. Simply because AI also requires, you know, work and implementation and everything else that goes along with that. And with the kind of, you know, AI plus GCC, that is the combination, I expect the markets to be doing better, even better. And even it's also kind of reflected in what's happening in the commercial offtake. In the first quarter, and what is happening in this quarter of the new year, and also the last quarter of the last year. So I believe that it is AI is a good thing to happen, and it will be good for all businesses which serve the people.
Sure. So in the last 1 or 2 months, have you seen some difference in the footfalls or the conversion ratios at the projects that are ongoing? Any color on that?
As I said, that if you look at the last one year before, the frenzy which I spoke about may not be there, but it is a very, very steady market. I have not seen any decrease in the footfall. Maybe people sometimes take a little bit more time to decide, but we are quite comfortable with it, and it is most of the sales and the numbers are matching whatever the clients that we had to sell. Quite comfortable.
Understood. And I see the response at the Lokhandwala project was also, you know, very strong. So what kind of strategies we have adopted, because we have seen there are players in the vicinity who have already been in the Mumbai market. So what kind of strategies did we adopt to, you know, capture this market, and how do we intend to, you know, capture a higher sales velocity at the upcoming projects in Mumbai?
See, honestly, I think our brand is playing a very, very key role in the overall, you know, the numbers that we are achieving right now. Of course, not to say that we spend a lot of time in understanding the consumers, getting the right product in the market. And I think that's going to be a strategy for even the upcoming launches that we're going to be having in Mumbai. So we've, as a company, as a part of the process, there's a lot of time we spend on design. I think that was one of the big differentiating factor. We also spent a lot of time in identifying the asset that we want to enter, like for example the Lokhandwala asset right next to the Lokhandwala market and Lokhandwala circle. I think itself was, I think, a big bonus point for us. Similarly, like the other launches like that we're going to have is the Pali Hill or Breach Candy or even the Deonar Bagh launch that we're going to have planning this year. The amount of effort that we're making at each and every checkpoint, asset, product, and the sales strategy, I think that is all summing up to resulting in these kind of numbers.
Understood, sir. And in terms of our expansion in the Mumbai market, how are we, you know, looking at different micro markets, and what are the kind of projects under evaluation currently?
So, Harsh, I think as we've always said that we want to be catering to all parts of Mumbai. We'll start from Dombivli and Thane to even the, you know, the most expensive part of Mumbai in Cup Parade or even in Bridge Candy. So from a strategic point of view, that will continue to be our mantra in Mumbai's growth story. We want to be in more in the western suburb. We also want to grow in the eastern side of the city. Also, we want to grow in the Mumbai 3.0. So we will be technically in all parts of Mumbai and cater to all, entire consumer strata of Mumbai.
Understood. And that's just the portion on the commercial segment that you mentioned one of the earlier questions. So what is the kind of traction? You said that, you know, you are getting an encouraging traction, but if you can, you know, quantify or maybe give some deeper color into that, that would be really helpful.
Oh yeah, I think the traction is phenomenal. I think if you look at the Zentek asset, we already almost 44% either leased or sold. And I think all the leasing is gone to grade A companies. So I think from a traction, even I think when the OC is expected in the next 15-20 days time, so even before the OC, we are around 40-45% leased and sold. Similarly, on the Aerocity, I think it's a large grade A platinum rated asset. We are obviously talking to a lot of GCCs right now. We're talking to a lot, filling in a lot of RFPs. In fact, the quantum RFP that we filled is only in excess of around a couple of million odd square feet. So we are very, very hopeful that in next couple of quarters, we'll be able to do a couple of large deals in Aerocity. And the traction in Zentek is anyways going on. So I think the momentum on the commercial business is also very, very positive.
So that's really encouraging. And finally, on the data center bit that you know mentioned earlier, so what is the outlook there? I mean, how are we planning to enter this segment, and what is the broader roadmap to this?
So, Harsh, as you know, that data center is a very, very micro market centric business, right? I mean, Mumbai is around 49% of the market, followed by Chennai. We are open to opportunities, we are talking to partners, but I cannot give any timeline in terms of when we will enter this business. If a right opportunity basis our benchmark IRRs meets us, I think that's when we go to enter this segment.
So this will be, I believe, broadly a leasing business, right? Not we won't be partnering with any data center operator or any such thing.
Yeah, it will be purely on the leasing side.
Understood. That's it from my side, and again, many congratulations for the performance and, you know, the encouraging guidance.
Thank you, Ash.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
So congrats on very strong operating performance and very encouraging guidance as well. So just a bookkeeping question with respect to debt, which is not including NCD of 1400 crore. So in P&L, whatever interest we are providing of 50 crore, so are we also considering interest to be payable on NCD in that 650 crore?
Yes, yes, of course, yes. Because of the accounting norms and borrowing standards, even if the debt is a payable enabled debt, or even if a debt which I have taken, which is a payable as a performance or function of the project also, but on a fair value accounting perspective, I have to calculate the cost, fair value cost of that instrument, and we have to charge to the P&L. That is the accounting regulation.
But we are not paying interest.
We are not paying it. Because for example, I can give you, if I've taken a money from a, in a kind which is equity in nature, where my repayment is a function of the performance of the project, because the servicing and the repayment has been linked with the performance of the project. So essentially, if I dissect, if by any chance, I'm sure all our projects don't do well, but by any chance project doesn't do well, then my cost of debt, even for repayment, that will come down. But for the all fair value accounting perspective, today we have to get as a, had this, debt continued and taken an arm's length basis, what could have been the cost? On that basis, we have to charge to the P&L, and that has been done.
So, I mean, interest cost or coupon rate, whatever you say, that will be higher than the 11% of the overall book, right?
No,
on the NCD.
Of course, fair value will be more of that particular instrument, not the overall book is at 11.05%. However, that particular instrument where which we against which we have raised money to buy land, that particular cost will be more. Again, as I said, the cost of more or less would be the function of the performance of the project. But today, it will be higher than the you know the 11.05%.
Okay, so 750 crore reduction plan we have, that is on a net debt of 2300 crore, not the gross debt, right?
It's the same thing. The net debt is after reducing in cash and bank balances. If my gross debt reduced by 750 crore, the same amount will be reduced by the net debt as well.
I mean, if we use our cash to reduce our gross debt, so net debt will be same, no?
Cash is not that I am, you know, my scheduled repayment is about 800 crore this financial year, 836 crore. So whatever said in land, my debt will be reduced by 836 crore. Besides that, I'll be also, you know, doing some excess collection and then some loan repayment happen through the SI itself. So those repayment will happen from project level itself. As far as cash and cash equivalent is concerned, it has multiple uses. If some cash is sitting in the RERA account, which is meant for only project, is still after meeting all my project costs, servicing all my interest, if there is any surplus left, I'll use for repayment of debt as well.
Okay. So 750 crore reduction plan on gross debt, right? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Rohan Joshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Firstly, I would like to thank you and congratulate you on a great set of numbers. And sir, we have done really well in FY26 in terms of pre-sales and collection. And I know we usually don't give such forward-looking guidance, but can we expect such growth going forward? And what will be the geographical split and how will it?
We have given guidance this financial year. In my opening remark, we have mentioned that next financial year we are targeting sales of 11,200 crore as a company as a whole. Out of that, about 7,000 crore will come from the southern market, and remaining sales we are expecting to come from the west and commercial business.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And sir, I would like to ask one more question, that are we looking into the senior housing space? As we have seen, many players from the north has entered into it, and it has like a bit of higher margins. So I just would like a comment on that.
Yeah, so basically because we are developing large townships kind of projects, right? You know, some of the projects are in excess of 2 million and 3 million, and so where we have number of towers. And so now we would like to look at it, explore the possibility of putting one or two towers into this senior living. At the same time, senior living has three different components. That is, one is the real estate, the other one is the hospitality, the other one is the healthcare. So do we want to become the service providers ourselves is another question that we are just exploring internally. But being in there as real estate developers, and I think that is a must for us as we go forward, as the population also will age, and also the people who have the affordability are becoming older. And so I'm sure that there is a great opportunity in this, and we will definitely participate.
Okay. That was it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you everybody for joining this conference call, and I hope myself and my colleagues have been able to answer all your questions. For any further questions, you reach out to us on our mail ID, which is provided in the investor presentation. We'll be happy to give you information and explanation. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.